He's coming out. It's there.
Levels are okay. We have one fewer people tonight because Riff just went to bed about half an hour before the show started.
Yeah, he's been up for like 18 hours. His sleep schedule is weirder than almost anybody else's.
Yeah,
and almost as bad as mine.
So we're here. Me,
man
here.
Down, man down.
Hot stuff and Xenophobe. That's who's here tonight. Yeah. So hopefully the levels won't need too much adjudicating or adjusting. What does adjudicate actually mean?
It has something to do with empowering someone to do something else.
I think.
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Oh, well.
I'm busy reading a book, so I can't look things up.
What book are you reading?
The Start of Darkness book from the Order of the Stick.
I see. I've never felt like Order of the Stick was funny.
I like Lord of the Rings.
It's
not always supposed to be funny.
I see. Sometimes it's like Prince Valiant.
Well, no, it's kind of got the Cerebrus Syndrome thing going, where the Gagaday strip has turned into something with drama and a story.
I see.
So it's this book isn't really at all funny. It's more dark and disturbing. So
to adjudicate is to pronounce or decree by judicial sentence.
I was close.
So I remember reading something about the Order of the Stick guy, and apparently he's got some weird medical problems where...
Yeah, I think he has cancer. He's never actually said what it is, but
right.
The fact that he's had to cancel conventions and important book deals and
he said there's something that just causes him to be completely bedridden and unable to do anything for several days at a time.
Yeah, and the fact that he has to cancel important work-related things seems to point towards some sort of cancer. But, you know, he says that he can deal with it and that it's not immediately fatal, so he's probably going to be okay. Just...
Huh.
That's just my guess. I don't actually know.
Maybe he just has a really hot girlfriend.
That could be it, too.
Because that would make one hot, bedridden, and unable to come out for days at a time.
That's probably true.
I'm sure that people that work in the webcomics industry typically have those sorts of girlfriends.
Yeah. No, I've heard that's one thing the internet gets you. It's a lot of really hot girlfriends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Worked for me. Just don't tell my wife. let's see. I'm trying to figure out where we were in the question.
No.
If you would flush the questions.
Well, the thing is, I flush them. I do. There's only one or two sections that were left over from the last one.
I see.
Let's see. Goo Heroes says, what is your favorite radio item, Mr. Store item, and any item in KOL? I don't know what my favorite radio item is, because I don't really think of those as being particularly interesting.
Wait, what's your favorite radio item?
Yeah.
I mean, the transistor radio. The existence thereof.
You mean in real life?
Yeah. I was trying to...
Were you trying to leverage... Yeah, were you trying to bring some levity into the situation?
You were trying to leverage the B2B eyeball synergy?
Yes.
I missed that Dreamweaver plugin that I had that would just generate arbitrarily length business
B2B speak.
Phrases.
Yeah. There were a couple of really nice like postmodern essay generators on the web back in the day.
Yeah.
You could just tell how long of an essay you wanted and sort of the subject, and then it would just sort of generate something that could vaguely pass as someone writing some, you know, officially.
If you were willing to believe that someone would officially write an essay that was nothing but the letter R repeated several thousand times.
No.
Because I wrote a generator like that.
That seems like a really hard generator to write.
Yeah. I had to hold my finger on the R key for like a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was because I did it by hand, right? I set up the website and I'm like, how many R's would you like? And then it would flash this thing up on a scrolling LED sign in my living room, and then I would go to the computer and email them that many R's in sequence. It was a popular service for a while.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. What I don't know what my favorite Mr. Store item is either. The Pixie was probably the most fun to do. The absinthe. Hurling.
Because you did the entire thing in a absinthe-induced haze.
Yeah. I couldn't find the purple absinthe, though. An absinthe-induced purple haze.
Right.
Hey, what kind of modem did Jimi Hendrix use? A purple haze compatible. The Last Sushi Inferno says, KOL TCG! Yeah, we don't want to do a trading card game. Trading card games are...
Crack for children.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's... I have to imagine that it is just incredibly difficult to get a trading card game going these days.
There are hundreds of ideas and 99 of them fail.
Right.
Magic is not one.
I mean, I feel like...
99 card games.
I don't know, man. Magic did so many things right, and it did so many things that I feel like...
I mean, there are other trading card games that have made it, you know.
Are there?
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay, sure.
It's a terrible game.
Yes, terrible game.
But you know, kids love it, and it's wildly popular.
Is it still wildly popular?
Didn't you see that, like, hundreds of tables of kids playing Yu-Gi-Oh! At Comic-Con?
No.
Yeah, just retarded numbers of kids just playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the Upper Deck booth, I think. Had it. Don't they? They do. They do.
I was too busy giving the San Diego Convention Center an Upper Deck.
Upper Decker.
Yeah. How's the new toilet working?
It's fine.
Good.
I've used it a couple times.
Good. Good. Good to know. That your
did he just buy himself
just
a new
piling
toilet?
Up in the corner of
did he just like buy a new toilet just to lug around with him? Does he have it like on a gurney or something?
Yeah. He has it on a gurney.
He has to tip it over when
it's not the destination, it's the gurney that matters.
He writes about it in his journal. let's see. Putinesca says, the arena really needs a revamp. You could make the first, make the early fights cheaper and give rewards more frequently at first, eventually raising the price and reducing rewards to what it is now.
Like crack.
Yeah.
The first prize is free. And then you have to start robbing stores in order to be able to compete later on.
No Hurt Me says, have you ever considered updating armor crafting this? New turtle helmets, maybe? Yeah, it's, we always think, hey, let's add some new turtles. I know, we'll put one,
world,
it's awful.
We have an entire tier of undeveloped armor crafting content.
That's true.
To do.
That's true. But, I mean, there are really not very many of those turtles, you know. The specific turtles.
I have a list of turtles that we never implemented.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are any of them any good?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
If we didn't implement them, it's because I didn't like them.
Or it's because you were like, I'm getting tired of these Tuesday update things. Okay. You jerk.
Texmurf says, an idea for the 9 stat-boosting spleen items, moxie weeds, barbells, magical misses in a can, etc. Have them give scaling stats that scale at different rates. For example, 5% of your main stat for moxie weed, 10% for giant moxie weed, 15% for suntan lotion. That would make them way too powerful for power leveling, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I don't actually know. Like, if you got substat points equal to 5% of your main stat, what would that actually do? I mean, it would make those items suddenly relevant, I guess. But, we could do that and then cap it at the current level.
Yeah.
And then be like, this is from Texmurf. Texmurf, who's been taking advantage of the new punctuation to send everybody, candy hearts with assholes on them.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty funny.
I mean, you have to know what you're looking at to see it, really.
Yeah. You have to know that you're looking at something that Texmurf sent you, which pretty much guarantees that it's going to be offensive.
Some sort of pornography.
Yeah. Beckdog says, any chance we could get the ability to chain two actions to one key? I know when I'm farming meat, I wish I could chain the Disco Nirvana to one key instead of having to retype a key. Yeah. I keep talking about a macro system, man.
And I keep talking about how much of a pain in the ass it would be to implement.
Yeah. Well, people, these were from the last show because people are talking about how the high bandwidth stream is up. Mutsuri says calipers equals verisimilitude. Okay, because I was complaining about I'm making ironic air quotes around the word depth of oblivion. Right.
Okay. Stop right there, criminal scum.
And how there's just all that you can open up a box and there's a bunch of shit in it and none of that shit does anything.
And then the guard comes from a million miles away and tells you to stop right there, criminal scum.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like it's all gray trash.
Yeah. Calipers. Set of calipers. I'm like, ooh, I found a set of calipers. I wonder what these do. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
Huh.
Although Butsuri says that they provide Maybe the calipers are used to measure the verisimilitude of the game world. I don't know, man.
I mean,
I don't. If you know, I can.
What is the problem with having just sort of flavored trash though? Like grape.
Like grape flavored trash.
Yeah.
10% alcohol. The liquor store that we went to get our
Mac.
have to get our Thursday radio show ration of beer. What is it? FOURMAXED, or is it the numeral four?
It was the word four.
The word four?
I thought
so. Formaxed is the name of these big cans of grape-flavored malt liquor.
Yeah.
10% alcohol.
10% alcohol by volume. Yeah, like, it's serious.
Yeah. That sounds like Mad Dog.
Yeah. Although Mad Dog is 20% alcohol by volume.
That's right.
That's why they call it 2020. I used to like me some Mad Dog.
I drank Mad Dogs pretty frequently in school.
I gotta imagine now it would just give me murderous hangovers. I would not.
That's the kind of thing you can't really drink unless you're a really, like, just hardcore alcoholic.
But
or very young.
Regular alcohol is much higher alcohol by volume. You know, I guess you're just not drinking so
but
much.
But Mad Dog has cocaine in it.
Yeah, it's really bad for hangovers. I think Mad Dog is it's like 20% alcohol
and
70% like grape flavored corn syrup and 10% poison. Because it's just you drink something that's just a little bit poisonous, it keeps you skinny.
Right.
That's what we were talking about today. My vet once told me that if the cats got outside in Arizona, they would eat these lizards that were just a little bit poisonous and it would keep them skinny. So we came up with the lizard that's just a little bit poisonous for breakfast, lizard that's just a little bit poisonous for lunch, and a sensible dinner diet plan for ourselves. But then we didn't want to eat any of the lizards.
They were a little bit poisonous.
They could be like
that. Were the lizards also a little bit country?
Yeah, they were. I was about to make the exact same joke if you hadn't beaten me to it. Rickett says, "Oh, hi. Please push rollover back like an hour. I need more time to run my turns. Less than three, Rickett." Okay, I will do that for you in the fall.
And it'll work for everyone but the people who are in Arizona.
Yep. TexMurph says, also, haiku/limerick dungeon revamps? Hidden temple revamp? We need less outdated zones containing nothing but non-combats, says TexMurph. You know what else we need less of? We need less people who don't know the difference between the word less and the word fewer.
There's a lot of work that was done a year plus ago on a haiku dungeon revamp that's just sort of shelved.
No, there was a lot of work done on it a few weeks ago.
It was like a year ago, though, that you had done the bulk of the... Yes. It was a long time ago.
It was not the bulk.
Okay.
And here's how I know that it wasn't the bulk, because we're still nowhere near done with that, and Riff did about 30 times as much work a few weeks ago as I had done.
You spent 2 days working on it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I spent like 2 hours working on it.
You work 1 hour a day.
We were in Europe when...
I think so.
I did that one, yeah. No Hurt Me says, "A dyslexic man walks into a bra."
That was a good story.
Yeah.
Is that like a hey bra? That nice haircut bra? I'm totally gay frat boy bra.
Right. Doomscape says, "Hey boyos." I don't think we know each other well enough for you to call us boyos, Doomscape. Any thoughts on customizing our own items now that the coding's been done for titles? Seems like a logical progression. It's still customized for
all.
Yeah,
not
even close. No, never. The Last Sushi Inferno says, "Forget all that nonsense about streaming your music from a server. That's never going to happen. Forget about it."
What?
Scully was talking about how he's afraid that the future of MP3 players is going to be... they're just a device for streaming music off of, out of the air.
Huh.
He's afraid of that. He wants to carry his music around with him. I don't know, man.
That's all I can muster.
I mean, like, no one would own any music, and it would all just be...
I don't know. I mean, like, imagine if you had, you know, ubiquitous, very, very high-speed internet access all the time.
Right.
Like, I would probably have a single network drive somewhere with all of my files on it that I could then access using whatever device I had, no matter where I was. Right? So, if it was ubiquitous, you have nothing to worry about, really. Right? I mean, because you say, like, well, you know, what if I went somewhere that there wasn't any reception? Well, what if you went somewhere where there wasn't any reception and the batteries died in your existing iPod with all of the
with all of the music in it.
But it's certainly cheaper battery life-wise right now to not have to worry about connecting to some sort of wireless network of some kind.
Right.
So I don't know if that'll ever change. I mean, it seems like locally stored information is always going to be superior to pulling information out of the ether.
You know what else is the future? Player-created content.
Yeah, player-created. You can just make up your own music. In fact, you could hum all day long instead of pulling any kind of...
That's true. And, you know, and then here's imagine. Imagine that we all wrote our own music. Some people would like listening to other people's music, and they would give them money to encourage them to keep making that music. No, it's weird. It's weird. Earl of Derby says, you know, Jake, you don't win friends with salad. No. You buy friends with salad.
Delicious salad.
You know, salad is the only currency we have in this.
That's at all funny.
But I forget that.
Integrity is the only currency or something.
That from Almost Famous.
Is it integrity?
I don't know. It's something about guys sitting around not being cool.
Right.
Something about the only currency we have in something. Anyway, Glebe says, foolish salad, it booms. Salad would dare disturb the salad of the salad, salad the undying. And then he says, best holiday ever. Yeah.
The only currency we have in this bankrupt world is what you share with someone when you're uncool. MySpace sucks.
Why do you even load anything?
The only currency in this bankrupt world is that thing. Yeah, so yeah. Salad.
Salad is the only currency we have.
Tyler's alt says, I would buy boxes of several KOL playing cards like you described on Monday's show. Amazing. Also, Edgar Allan Poe is a salad. That's true. And Black Sun V says, do you know how much salad they have in the Soviet Union? You know, I should have known to be wary about the number of questions that there were. I was like, wow, there's a lot of questions. But then, like, no, they're all just going to be salad.
But that's fine. It's humor. It's good radio. Or, you know.
The Stalker says, hey, Jack, I was wondering, since you've been playing Final Fantasy VI on the GBA, a game I've been playing as well, have you played Final Fantasy Tactics for the GBA? I love that game. I don't like Final Fantasy Tactics because there is way too much shit going on. I like to have... I honestly prefer role-playing games where you are a single person rather than even a party of adventurers. Tactics games are too complicated for me to really enjoy.
In general. You've played at least one tactic game that you enjoyed.
Which one was that?
I forget. You didn't have to control a lot of units, though. It was like, you only had to control, like, a handful.
Fire Emblem?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But then I stopped playing it because I had to get every level perfect.
I mean, that's not a failing in the game so much as a failing in you, right?
Oh, come on. No. It's a failing in the game.
Okay.
sorry about that. I feel like I'm going to keep sneezing, though. Let's see. Bobulus says, I figured out my problem with the combat bar. If you have Firefox set to automatically start searching when you type, hitting the backtick for next adventure won't work. Hope that helps. Yeah, mine, at least, forward searching doesn't turn on until I hit slash.
Yeah.
Is that just a feature that you can turn off?
I think some people have add-ons that enable typing whenever they are... look ahead when they start typing. Some browsers do it automatically. I don't really understand how it all works, but that interferes with WoWBar, and if you want to use it right, you'll have to turn it off.
Yeah. BlackSandV says, hey guys, for April Fool's Day, did you ever consider having a video of Riff singing Never Gonna Give You Up pop up when you're logging into the kingdom? You've been Riff-rolled.
Yeah.
Hurts a dirt.
That'd be pretty funny. Actually, to just redo that video with Riff singing it.
Have you guys seen the newest episode of South Park?
No.
Hazard Pay.
Yeah, it's about internet memes, and it's kind of weird.
I see. Does somebody get Rickrolled?
No, but there's Tay's Done Nays on it, the guy who did the Chocolate Rain song.
I see.
Yeah. It's the episode that I think they wrote during the writer's strike. It's about Canada going on strike and how no one cares.
Huh.
So it's about, you know, 4 months after the fact, but, you know, it was still funny.
Right. Matt Scott says, are you sure the astronomer math for the lucre quest is still right? I always seem to average about 50 to 80 turns instead of about 40 like I do with most of the other lucre quests. I suspect that the math is probably pretty bad for that.
In the home sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's. I mean, did you read the discussion on that?
I didn't. Did they come to any conclusions?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it affects Ascension play, but they definitely came to conclusions in terms of making it equitable in terms of lucre.
What were their conclusions?
Oh, you just need to change the rejection percentage.
To what?
Something much, much smaller. It's like 2.5 or 5% or something.
2.5 or 5%.
I don't remember.
That took the queue into account?
Yeah.
Then?
I mean, just read it. The math is in there, and I think it's probably pretty accurate. But again, that just makes the lucre equitable, and I don't know if it makes things really wonky in terms of...
Well, theoretically, if it makes the lucre equitable, then it makes it, for Ascension, back the way that it was, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Because all the lucre's doing is trying to sort of standardize around 40 turns. And...
Right, but I mean, it was standardized around 40 turns when NS13 rolled out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So, I mean, I feel like we probably damaged the Ascension game when we made the lucre take longer, right? And we would just be putting it back where it was.
That's distinctly possible.
Like, putting the lucre back where it was would also put the ratios back where they were for Ascension. Low-tech says, so where's my salad tattoo? Come on, guys. Seriously. Hot stuff added content to the game all by himself.
Yeah. I didn't even tell anybody. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
Did you add a salad tattoo?
I did.
Grethko says, what script do you use to change every item image in the game? If image name is not equal to X, then change to salad.guide. What I did actually was I put an additional image field in every table and then set it equal to the first image field and then set the image field equal to salad. And then when I was done, I set the image field equal to the second image field. Whoa, crap. And then I hurl the splitter at my keyboard. Redpot says, can we see a character limit on sending messages? Huh.
I mean, there are definitely scripts that would give you a countdown for
how
many you type down.
Preenyqueezer says, how about a glue golem that's impervious to the on-the-trail skill? Because, you know, sniffing glue is bad. Picked a bad day to quit sniffing glue, too. J.R. Trolkin says, the Drawn Onward adventure still has nopick.geif. Is this intentional? Getting the token and the bomb in the pyramid also gives you nopick.geif still. Yeah, there's still some missing artwork.
That's only been there for, what, a year and a half?
Yeah. I think it's been a year and a half.
Since NS13?
Yeah, it's been like, what, 7 months?
I feel like it's been a million years.
You think?
A million and a half years.
Sorry, I'm so I was kind of low energy today. I don't feel like this is going to be a very good show.
What? We're already one-fourth of the way done.
That's true, but we're already
one... And it's been hilarious.
We're already one three-quarters of the way through the questions. Tell all your friends, kids. Send in more questions. Lord Mackerel says, how many salad-related bug reports did you get on April 1? I don't know, actually, because...
We just threw all the game mail away.
Yeah.
April Fools.
Yep. April Fools, we're no longer providing any customer service. At all. Kevin B. says, twinkly powder drop in BM, please? Huh. What would you need twinkly powder for in Bad Moon? I've heard that one way in the real world to get twinkly powder in your BMs is to eat a lot of ground-up broken glass.
Huh.
I also read that was just complete fabrication. Like, poisoning somebody by feeding them ground-up broken glass just wouldn't work.
You poison them, or you cut up their insides?
You kill them. You cut their insides. Yeah, I guess that's not technically poisoning them, but... Well, I mean...
You feed them mousetraps. to spring load them first and make sure they shoot very carefully.
Yeah. So they don't.
Then you like say, hey, let's do some aerobics. And like, well, ow!
You just throw a ping pong ball at their stomach. You could make really, really tiny mousetraps and have drink the mousetraps, yeah.
I love that board game mousetrap.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I never actually saw a complete set of it. I never was able to play it.
I played through several games and
how did it work? Because I understand it as like a project, but as like a multiplayer board game, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Well, the idea is that you have to cooperate to build this trap, then you sort of have to turn on each other and try to trap all the other mice in the trap, and whoever's the last one not in the trap wins. So mostly it was just a sort of a mechanism to make this little plastic Rube Goldberg device work.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Oh, boy.
It was driven by, marbles?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah.
Monster says, did you realize that Jick and Mr. Skullhead and KOL are all related definitions at the top of the page for sideways on Urban Dictionary?
Really?
Yeah, they have been for a long time. I don't really understand why.
Because you guys keep talking about it?
Keep talking about it, yeah. Okay, everybody, follow me. We're going to go to UrbanDictionary.com. We're going to look up the word sideways. And wow. We are going to give thumbs up to the first definition, which is adjective, the orientation of an Asian woman's vagina. That's what we're all going to try.
Yeah, that is really weird. Jick, Mr. Skullhead, King of Loading.
What I see is Jick, Mr. Skullhead,
stupid
the gun run.
Yeah, bent, crooked, King of Loading. So Mr. Skullhead's an Urban Dictionary? He isn't in a celebrity. That's awesome. To fuck someone in the clip.
To fuck someone in the clip. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Good old Urban Dictionary.
Contributed by LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOL.
I'm sort of sad that I have. Oh man, the definition of Jick that I actually like, which is in the game of Jick Ball, the Jick is the player currently in fourth place out of four. The Jick must retrieve the goddamn from the Jesus Christ.
Well, that's not even in the top two.
I know. It's almost gotten more downvotes than up.
What?
I know.
Where is this? Oh, it's the second definition of the fourth ranked one.
Yeah. There's also a Bahamian term meaning to stab someone or something.
Bahamian. Bahamas.
Okay. I was not thinking about stabbing someone or stabbing something. I was like, the person just sort of lost interest in their definition halfway through. They're like, to stab someone or something. Yeah. Now that makes a lot more sense when you read it that way. Although I don't.
You hear about that bae who got jicked last night at the park? Maybe that's an actual.
It could be.
Actual usage.
Who get jick?
Get jicky with it.
Puznut says, Twinkly Powder owns. Do you really need a reason to put it in BM? Yes. I need a reason for everything.
Is that so you can rub it on your pants? Is that what Twinkly Powder does?
I believe so.
It
gives you twinkle britches, yeah. Good old twinkle britches. Seal Clubber for Life says, the summon tasteful items doesn't disappear after you can't use it anymore. Is that different than the other?
Let me see. I might have just typoed it. I'm pretty sure that I put code in for that, but if I stopped talking with this toothpick in my mouth, maybe that would help too.
Tanker Girl says, "Is it hard to garble varble vouse with all those marbles in your mouth?"
Garble vouse. What?
Garble zarble vouse. Yeah. It's from that song by that guy.
That one guy who did those things.
Canker Girl says, Dear Radio Bugbear, why is it that mug cakes cannot be stolen via PvP? Are they deemed too pathetic to steal? Or perhaps even though they're consumable, they aren't considered food? Now they are considered food. I don't know
Aren't they gift items?
Yeah. Can you not steal gift items in PvP?
I don't know.
Let me look at that code. And basically what I'm going to do is fill up some time.
Word on the street is that someone stole an Ascension souvenir t-shirt.
Dun-dun-dun! Mm-hmm.
Really?
Which is kind of interesting if that's true.
Is that the word?
That is the word on the street.
I thought the word on the street was bird.
Bird's just the word in general.
I see.
Okay, so item type in food or drink. Okay. Oh, yeah, you can't steal gift items.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can't steal untradeable items, and you can't steal undiscardable items, and you can't steal quest items, luckily. Yeah. I wonder why I did that. Dr. Van Mojo says, since the bookshelf rolled out, we've had another Librem and another Grimoire, but not another tome. Why no tome? It seems to me that the main reason the bookshelf was implemented was to curb the binary advantage of has snow cones, yes or no. The snow cone is, the snow tome is ungodly expensive now, so can we expect another tome relatively soon, so some players don't feel as disadvantaged by their tome lack? It seems like the bookshelf gives you license to roll out a ton of new books. Can we expect an item in the month tome soon? And nice job on the new Grimoire, by the way.
I wouldn't say soon.
Yeah, I mean, we still don't want to do more than I would say 3 books a year.
Yeah,
because it's not very much content is the thing. Like the Grimoire is a lot of content. The Grimoire is more.
Right, but it's, I mean, mechanically huge. But I mean, remember the old school days when there was just a two type familiar that did two things and kind of had some funny attack messages or whatever, and that was it.
Yep, I do.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. But, you know, those were also the days when we weren't living high on the hog.
Yeah, you've got to stop sniffing hog, man. I know.
This is just a bad day to quit sniffing hog.
Or making hog olive oil.
Yeah. My wife was making fun of me because I encouraged her to go to the doctor and get some codeine cough syrup so that I could personally exploit her illness to my own advantage.
Dude, codeine and cough syrup is fucking awesome. I don't blame you.
I like to use some codeine cough syrup.
Wow, I had no idea that you were encouraging her to do that.
Well, I told my doctor the last time I was sick gave me some of that stuff and it's like neat. Now I just don't care that I'm sick. I'm gonna sit here and
you
I'm gonna play.
Off and be like, hey.
I'm gonna play Castlevania: Portrait of Ruin on the DS for like 72 hours, unbroken except by delicious codeine naps.
Coughing.
Yeah.
That was when you were like laid up in bed for 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, that was.
You had that hot girlfriend. I mean, terrible illness.
Huh. And now my wife's telling me that her mom taught her the phrase today, sipping on syrup.
What?
Which is apparently what you do when you're abusing cough syrup, is sipping on syrup.
I mean, is that, like, a shiznit?
I guess.
Bizzle?
Oh, shizzle.
Huh.
My wife's cousin also taught me the phrase, brother from another mother. It isn't that I didn't know that phrase, it's that she likes to teach me how to talk like black people. And so
in case you ever have to go back home to where she grew up, where she was born and raised.
I practice by just doing a very, very deliberately over-white interpretation of, you know, y'all peeps be bugging. It's funny. We have fun. We have fun, me and that kid. Oh, scissorp. Scissorp.
Scissorp.
Sipping on scissorp.
That sounds
like juice and gin.
Tanqueray and Chronic.
So much drama.
Ha.
Puznut says when he got off his hog sniffing habit, he did it by slowly working down from hogs to potbelly pigs to kittens. Now I'm animal sniff free. Did you ever see that?
Glue is made from animals, right?
There was a skit. I really wish I could find it. I'm sure that the video of this exists somewhere. There's a skit where John Goodman plays Wilford Brimley, and he's talking about, he's doing a Quaker Oats commercial on top of a horse. He's talking about how, like, you know, at the end he just sort of goes off, sort of after the commercial is over, but he just keeps talking about how, you know, this isn't healthy. I weigh 5 million pounds. They had to use a crane to get me on this horse. I don't know how I'm going to get off. Last time they had me slide over onto a smaller horse, and then onto a pony, and then onto a very large dog.
So maybe it's like that. Maybe you could get off of sniffing horse. You know, I wonder if people sniff horses. No, if people could sniff horses to get, like, glue pure from the source.
Right.
Right?
You could, like, lick horses. Like those toads.
Like canned toads. Yeah. yeah. Anyway.
Hey, whatever happened to the toad-licking habit?
I don't think it ever really existed.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
sure
it was like cyberpunk culture.
Cyberpunk culture never really existed?
No.
I mean, is it just because it has yet to come into existence?
Oh, maybe.
So maybe we should stock up on toads now for when that time comes.
Right, because there'll be massive toad inflation.
Frogs are kind of interesting, right? Because they're kind of like this barometer for climate damage, because they're extremely sensitive to all kinds of pathogens in the environment and stuff like that, and like just there's been massive quantities of like frog deaths and frog mutations and stuff like that in the past decade or two. It's kind of scary.
Like
watch
the frog,
the
frog locks from EverQuest. They were like the Canarians. That race of they're like -5 mining skill. As their racial bonus. the canary people, they're bad at mining.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
there are canary people.
I've never played EverQuest. I don't know. You bird people. Why not?
Yeah, you young kids growing up on World of Warcraft, you don't know what it was like. You don't know what EverQuest was like. You had to group. There were no experience-yielding mobs that could be soloed past, like, level 9.
Except that sounds like a terrific gaming experience.
Yeah, and there was probably 4 to 5 minutes of downtime between every mob when you were soloing.
Yeah, a friend of mine in my old writing guild was talking about that. In order to regenerate mana, you had to sit with a book open,
yeah.
Covering your entire screen.
Yeah. You could not see what was going on while you were regenerating mana.
Huh.
So you couldn't, like, get out of the way or anything. Yeah, it was really... You know, it was neat. It was the only thing... Like that. It was the only thing going. 3D mud.
Thank goodness for loading legs.
And it rolled with no quests. EverQuest rolled without a single quest. And that was the gimmick, right? You don't need quests. The quest is just the world. Yeah.
So was it a worldy game?
I guess it was kind of a worldy game. By the time I got there, there had been a patch where they actually added quests, but it was really clumsy the way that you'd get to the quests by talking to a specific NPC and just saying a certain word.
Oh wow!
To them.
You had to know that the word.
Well,
word it was.
In a lot of cases, you had to know that it was there. A lot of times, you could hail them. And you'd be like, "Hail," and then they'd be all like, "Oh, hail no! What's up, dog?" And then you'd say, "Dog?" And they would say, "Yes, my dog was murdered by kobolds. You should go kill some kobolds and get my dog's bones back."
Huh.
Yeah. That was one of the level 1 quests, just verbatim.
Wow.
No, I mean, it wasn't that at all. I made that up.
You
hail no, what's up, dog, is another thing my wife's cousin taught me.
No, it isn't.
I know. All she taught me was y'all peeps be bugging
in. You're just full of lies tonight.
I have to. There's not a lot of questions, and there's not. I don't have anything interesting to talk about.
I guess we're working on all secret projects.
Yeah. It's nothing but secrets.
I'm working on blacksmithing.
We'll be done in 2 weeks, though. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Huge content rollout. 2 weeks.
we might be further along in 2 weeks than we are now, at least.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely be further along. I mean, the thing is, there is this immense list of things that we had to work on.
Right.
And, you know, there were 18. There were 18 items on the list, 14 of which are now checked off,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, there's some definite progress being made. They're not, like, done as such, those items. I mean, I am probably going to have to spend at least a week just drawing.
I'm thinking, yeah, I wonder if that means anything to people, like how much art there is. Like, it took you probably 2 or 3 days to draw all the stuff for the NS13 content.
You think it was only 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it was. Because there was not a ton of new art in comparison.
Well, I had done a lot of it I had rolled out a lot of zones and done art as, like,
I
if I was, you know, what, because we were working on NS13 for like 6 months. I mean,
that's true.
But yeah,
you've already added art to this stuff.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of complicated art.
Yeah.
It's basically a macrame mini game where you make
baskets underwater.
Yeah. Knitted products and quilts.
While underwater, though.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you do anything else?
Yeah, what other kind of basket weaving is there?
That's what water is for, is to do arts and crafts underneath it.
Yep. That and sustaining life on Earth. I saw that thing, there was this picture. I don't know if it was in National Geographic or if I saw it on some website, but it was like the Earth and then a representation of all the water on Earth as a sphere just next to the Earth.
Uh-huh.
And then a representation of all of the air on Earth as a sphere next to the Earth. And it was very small.
I would imagine there's more air than water.
Yes. Yes, there is. More air than water. And that's why airplanes will always be better than boats.
I would also imagine that if you took all of the land that was not, like, you know, bedrock or, you know, stuff below the crust, basically, it would also be kind of small. It would probably be smaller than the water, right?
I don't know.
I think there's a lot more water than there is, like... I don't know.
I mean, it depends on where you stop. It depends on where you stop, right?
Right, but I mean, it gets to be molten relatively quickly, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, I thought under the crust it was at least not what we would consider rock.
Huh.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not a geologist.
For all those about to consider rock, we salute you.
Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of the Earth is molten lead or whatever, right? Iron and nickel, maybe. I am really just recalling this from, like, grade school geology, so I really have no idea. I remember there's pictures of the Earth, and, like, there's a big red circle in the middle, and then, like, sort of a slightly larger orange circle
and
that
and
really tiny
circle.
little tiny yellow circle or whatever, and then the crust or whatever.
Right, because there's the crust
the
and
mantle,
there's the mantle.
Which might not be molten, I think.
I see.
It's semi-liquid.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe it's like one of those non-Newtonian solids or liquids.
And it'll also be a place where I would put, like, my candles and, like, maybe...
Like a portrait of grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not...
Pit Cheerio.
On the mantle.
Oh. I was still thinking non-Newtonian. I was like, the Newton lead is grandmother or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandmother was non-Newtonian.
Yep.
Yeah. That doesn't even sound like a word.
Non-Newtonian or grandmother?
Yes.
Grandmother is definitely a word.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not two words.
Yeah, should I tell the public at large about my wife's hilarious April Fool's prank?
I think you should. It was pretty funny. Actually, Clam Juice reported that his friend got hit by the same one.
Got similarly pranked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should, because it sounds pretty funny.
Yeah. My wife learned what a positive pregnancy test looked like by, you know, I don't know, looking it up. She took a pregnancy test apart and replaced the indicator with a fake positive indicator, and then she did a pretty convincing job of, like, kind of, you know, freaking out a little bit and sort of pacing around all worried and, like, and kind of making jokes, and then showed me, and I was like...
And then he ruined it by being all super
nice. I ruined
nice
it by being
it.
Nice, yeah. So, I guess that's the question. What would I do if I found out my wife was pregnant? I'd be really nice.
What a jerk.
I always knew that about me.
See, when it really happens, though, you're just going to be like,
I know, yeah, I'm not going to believe it, yeah. And then I'm like, I just keep punching her in the stomach. What? What? Come here, let me push you down the stairs.
You're just protecting her.
Yeah, she also tells me, don't forget the ad. She actually tried. What she tried at first was posting on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Asking for a pregnant woman to pee on a pregnancy test.
Apparently, there's no way to fake one of those except by getting someone... Like, you can't, like, pour lemon juice on one to get a false positive.
Because that would be really handy if you could.
Yeah.
To get a false positive.
No, it would have been really handy for my wife, because we have all these lemons.
Oh, yes.
Right. Ziggy Zagnut says, does S-A-K-E rhyme with rake or cocky? Neither, if you ask one of those pedants.
It's
sake.
Maybe he means sake, as in, like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. I always wanted to add Pete's sake to the game. There's nothing I wouldn't do for Pete's sake. That would be their advertising logo. Zortag says, when I eat some food that levels me up, food that I can eat at my new level stays crossed out until I reload my inventory.
Huh.
Bug or feature? Huh. That is...
interesting.
Isn't there some sort of thing with GetPlayer that forces it to update your title?
There is, yeah. So that's it. I would not have thought that inventory called GetPlayer at all. But I guess it has to for stat requirements.
Well, let me check. I don't actually know if it does or not.
If
that's the way it seems to be working, then I don't think it does. No,
well,
it absolutely does not call GetPlayer. It's not even included.
So presumably what's happening is you're having to load inventory again after Char Pain, after your character pan gets updated. That, I think, is probably just going to have to stay that way.
Because that would be a large amount of hits.
Yeah, GetPlayer is kind of a gigantic fuckload.
That would be more hits than Elvis had after he met the Colonel.
You know, I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes.
Yeah.
And that smug look on his face. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. No.
A deadhead says, more Grateful Dead items, please, or perhaps a Clover adventure in the cemetery, where you find the corpse of Jerry Garcia, which you can then stomp on. Be like, fuck you, corpse of Jerry Garcia. Stomping into powder.
Did I ever tell you that I was in Boulder, Colorado the day that Jerry Garcia died, and people were weeping on the street?
Huh.
And I hadn't heard that he had died, and I was like, what is going on?
I don't really dislike
it. Did you think that there was just a sudden outbreak of faulty lacrimal glands?
No, I mean, it seemed like, you know, like somebody well beloved to the nation had died, and everyone was just crying.
So it turned out it was Jerry Garcia.
I don't think it would have happened anywhere else than Boulder.
Maybe Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah, that's true.
I am.
Why do you hate Ashbury?
It just sucks. You know, it pisses me off. The girl that I was... well, let's see. I had at one point dated a girl who was at the very last Grateful Dead show before he died.
Huh. I worked concessions at a Grateful Dead show one time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The whole stadium smelled like pot. It's like my first like secondhand high ever. It was...
was it a Rocky Mountain high? Were you in
Denver? It was in Denver, but it was terrible. It's like just a terrible headache.
Hmm. Yeah, because there's one thing that Grateful Dead fans have, it's just shitty weed. They don't know anything. They don't know anything about it. Like Snoop Dogg. Just nothing but stems and seeds.
Stems and seeds, yeah.
GigaShadow555 says, Jake, the trick to the pedal on Rock Band drums is to have your foot down normally and only raise it to bring it back down to hit, much less hard on the leg. You know, I try that, but it doesn't...
I have never tried the drums. It looks really hard. Like, I just don't even... I, like, just getting your brain wrapped around the, you know, all four drums and then this totally separate...
Yeah.
Having to do two very different things with your... beat-wise with your hands. Like, it's just, that seems really... it's just... drums seem hard.
Yeah. Like math.
Yeah.
Let's go shopping. let's see. Landstuhl says, what do you think KOO would be like without the adventure counter, if it were more like a browser-based Final Fantasy? I don't know. If it wasn't for the adventure counter, I don't think it would make any sense to have there be any, like, any grind at all, like any leveling up, you know? It seems like if I were designing a single-player RPG, I would just sort of design it as a story.
Would it be just an extended FMV? Would there be bullet time sequences where you have to push a button in order really fast in order to avoid being killed?
Or just push it once and then just watch.
Like some sort of play button.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some quick time events.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I'm not, I don't know that I've ever actually played a game that had quick time events.
I've seen someone play a game with quick time events and it looked really irritating.
I played a demo of Clive Barker's Jericho, and I have to say that the quick time event in the demo was sort of the most interesting thing about the game, because it just allows a lot of weird shit to happen in the game engine, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, because you can't, in a normal 3D shooter, have a thing where a monster grabs one of your arms and you have to beat it with the butt of your gun using your other arm while you're falling down a hole, which is, I think, what was going on in this particular QuickTime event. And
I mean, it kind of mirrors human perception, though, right? Because, like, when shit is seriously going down, you kind of do, time kind of does slow down for you a little bit.
And these big, this sort of, like, images pop up in front of you,
yeah,
so that you'll know that you have to hit that button on the controller so that you don't get your arms cut off.
Yes. I mean, but you've had that happen before, right? Like, the experience of time sort of slowing down where you're having a bunch of, like, sort of thoughts about the situation, reactions to the situation, thoughts about the thoughts of the situation. It's,
yeah,
always a span of, like, 2
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, just sort of figure. I mean,
car wrecks.
Or, like, I had it, the first time it ever happened to me, the first time I ever noticed it is when I was a kid and I was, like, playing on a trampoline, and I got, with a bunch of other people, and I got thrown off of the trampoline, and I was, like, just in the air, just kind of, gonna land on this frozen ground over here, you know.
Better
how
than
can
that.
Can I position myself so that I...
Bed of spikes on the other side.
Yeah.
So you don't
cactus
your legs
to the stand of prickly pear.
We have a trampoline, at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, and we once did a trampinata party where we hung a pinata really high above the trampoline and then had people blindfold and gave them a bat and then just sort of waved the pinata around, and it was...
It doesn't seem like you would need to wave the pinata around.
You wouldn't need to, but it was that much more
fun.
It
also seems like you would... I think I would have killed you if I had come to that party. Why do you have to be blind? You could wave the pinata around and not blindfold.
Funnier.
I guess.
I mean, the whole... Yeah, it was more for the amusement of people watching than for the person who was actually trying to hit the pinata. I don't think anybody actually broke any of the pinatas at that party.
Well, good. Serves you right. I think that we can go on our little music break now. And I'm going to use your rapish middle set. So these are songs about rape, chosen by Hot Stuff.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got free tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. But you can all go in if you want to answer a few questions. Mainly, what is John's favorite thing? Jackie just called us and said it was a rock tour.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
This is Liquid, ring a ding a ding, and want those 3 Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafia story with a twist. I took a walk from Julie and I here to get your ass out of bed. I said, I'll explain it on the way. We mean nothing. Again, firing up a G-Book, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing.
Take it away. group by the name of I like what they really do.
To praise five times a day, climbing into your mind with live rhyme display. J5 finds a way to remain supreme, coming verbally harder, son, as if my name was Kevin.
Hey yo, my team dream works when I spill words or spill words. Communicate from the earth throughout the universe. I transmit, transcript, transcontinental lyrics, deep into the thing of spirit. I love the power of words, nouns, and verbs, depending on sword, linguistic or the war. No folklore or myths in my penmanship. The Bible Scholar Warriors is what I present. Verbally decapitating those against. Jaha, PCB, Lila, my words make sense. You got to get up on your vocab. You got to have vocab. Letters make words, and sentences make paragraphs.
Quality control.
The smart seven tuna fish die here and here.
Producers of the highest quality product.
Yo, I make the pink caps tie. The bubble with the planet eyes. Planet eyes, every man that I utilize. Spit juice, crack blood from your tooth. And think truth, speak a lot of 99 attributes.
Yeah, you see the MCs drink media light. While underground doesn't like you, the media might. But we be elite, we'll change that. As we bridge gaps in this lyrical brush match, brothers be slug back.
Yeah, we bless tracks with the help of a raw rap. And print it like poor tracks all over your brain rack. My mental maneuver will claim to steer right through ya. We grand like people, understand that we move.
Hey yo, my rhythm reveal, roller coaster, real deal.
Yeah.
Revolutionize and act and build. I plant my dreams in the field and wait to harvest my skills for the starving MC, hungry, trying to get the meal.
Hey yo, my quality control, captivates your body control. Your mind, body, and soul, go the bell tolls like the rhythm explode. Big bad and bold, beat boys of all.
Take a trip back in time. Are you ready to get into your time machine? Okay, fasten your seatbelts. Are you ready? Let's go.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas. baby mamas, man. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize.
My baby is drunk, but mama don't like me. She doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. Let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, we will defend that lady. What I call you, yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love.
If I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the good year swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the better. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
This is the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. You still a no-dead homegirl and got your ass enough to creep, G. Without a pad on, you left straddling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more cause my dick off and I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy. Infidelity can be cheating, beating. And the end to the G, they be the same thing. So who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
What I was doing during the break, I was reading Toothpaste for Dinner, and Toothpaste for Dinner at some point got a lot more complicated. Like, the pictures have, like, backgrounds and stuff that he's drawn now.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know that I like it. Let's see. Someone else says, I remember sending this idea to you a couple of years ago, but you never did it. Monsters in the Dungeon of Doom when Cleesh should look like colons, not like actual nudes. That's pretty funny.
Ha.
Should do it, but, you know, some work.
Extra work?
Yeah.
that class of skills is kind of awesome. Ability to transform one monster into another.
Yeah.
It's not really a class of skills so much as a skill.
Well, but it could be a class of skills. The idea of that skill. Polymorph.
Yeah.
You know.
Want a polymorph, want a cracker morph?
Yeah, that was funny.
Come on.
Yeah.
Swords Dancer says, is it intentional that the foam dart cannot be used on Ronin or hardcore players? No. I mean, of course it's intentional. We don't want you to be able to make, you know,
hardcore
bad
harder.
Stuff happen to them.
Although I guess we could nerf Ronin or hardcore.
Would that make hardcore easier? I think my jokes are a little dated. I don't think anyone actually says that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
People still do it.
I think it's always ironic now. Iluro Dragon says, does Ice Speculum's conspicuous lack of pants provide him with bonus sleaze damage? If not, it should. Just saying. Gleeb says, spices are far too important to most pasta mints or foods to be as rare as they are. Will any upcoming content alleviate this?
The spice factory of spicy spiciness.
Yeah. We did have that whole zone centered around spice, where all of the monsters that you fight are spice, and all they drop is spice.
Well, they were mostly girls.
Mostly yeah. British girls.
Yeah, there's the spooky themed scary spice. There's the posh spice that also drops a lot of meat.
Yeah. What's the fifth one? Sporty and
baby. Were there five? Posh, scary, sporty, baby, and ginger.
Yeah.
One of these things is not like the others.
One of these things is not the same.
Wasn't ginger also one of the castaways on Gilligan's Island?
Mm-hmm.
That was the professor and Marianne.
Equal ginger?
Professor Spice? It's like Mr. Pibb and Red Vines. Tush the Pasta Girl says, what are the chances of changing the display case so that you can put the same item on multiple shelves, like 10 on one and 10 on another?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Impossible.
The way it works, it's not gonna happen. Iluro Dragon says, he says it doesn't need to be read on air, but I'm going to anyway, because the person who asked about the tome, I kind of want to do the thing where the tome, you can use three tome casts per day, and they're all done individually. Honestly, I would feel a little better about it if it was five.
Five casts?
Yeah. Gives people a lot more snow cones.
God, yeah.
Yeah, I know. What am I thinking?
Well, I mean, if the tomes were not so rare, it would just build that much of a further gap between the haves and the have-nots.
Well, not necessarily. If the new tome gave an equivalent benefit to the old tome.
I guess.
It would just be beefing up the old tomes.
Which don't need it, is the thing.
Sure. Anyway, what he said was, if you change tomes to 2 MP per cast with 3 casts per day, that would be pretty much the same as it is now. 3 cones would cost 6 instead of 5. For anybody who uses minus 2 or minus 3 MP, skill effects would also see a slight increase in MP cost. But those using minus 1 MP would see a net decrease in mana consumption, so it's more or less a wash. Heck, you could even go up to 3 MP a cone, and it would still be reasonable. This message brought to you by the council of some guy who wants to see more stuff on the tome shelf of his bookcase.
It must be a very specific council.
Yeah.
But you can also just have a chance to summon a super cone on your first cast of only.
Yeah, or just a very limited chance every time, you know.
So it would average out to be.
Yeah, first cast only would be interesting though, because if there was another tome that also had a super cast,
right? You'd have to choose which to summon first.
Yeah, you'd have to choose which one you were gonna.
And maybe that's a mechanic we should preserve across tomes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Across space and tone.
You mean having a chance at a supercast should be a mechanic we should preserve across tones. Yeah. Popsicles.
What?
Do the tome popsicle summoning. Do the tome of push up summoning.
That would just summon a succession of increasingly lazy braziers.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Did you say push-up summoning?
Yeah.
You mean push-pop, right?
I think I mean push-ups.
They were sold... They're
Are those different than Push Pops?
No, they're exactly the same. They're just different names.
But they're sold under two different names.
Yeah, sure.
What?
There were the Flintstones Push Ups.
What?
Those were good. They were like that,
is
that
this
weird
like soda
sort of
and pop orange in two different regions of the country.
That weird sort of like almost. I don't really know if it was dairy or not.
The creamsicle one?
The Flintstones Push Pops.
It was made
right
out of corn, dude. Just
it's probably made out of corn. No, I honestly don't know what those stuffs is made am. No. Okay, so it was kind of like the stuff that the Star Kiss at Dairy Queen was made of, and I honestly think that I am rapidly becoming a member of a dying breed here. People who remember the Star Kiss, because they don't have them anywhere. Like 9 out of 10 Dairy Queens now do not have the Star Kiss. And
what is the Star Kiss?
Yeah, 9 out of 10 people I talk to say, "What the fuck is a Star Kiss?" It is just the only good thing at Dairy Queen.
That's descriptive.
It sounds like some sort of.
It's a wooden stick.
Okay.
With a
shoved in your eye.
With a nail hammered through the end of it, like a nail bat, only as a stick. It's like a nail stick.
What about stick knife?
Right. Yeah.
That's how you defeat.
That's how I defeat mosquitoes. Yeah, that was my proudest day.
Did you kill a mosquito with a stick knife?
I didn't. No, I didn't kill. I killed an entire colony of mosquitoes with a stick knife.
How?
That was how I. Okay,
don't
so
you remember the story?
I had.
I don't remember.
I had when I bought my house. There was that tiny little above ground pool.
Yeah.
Right. Which something happened to it, and like 2/3 of the water drained out of it all at once. So I think that the lining got ruptured partway up or something, and then the water got all stagnant and just filled with mosquitoes. So I'm like, how am I going to kill these mosquitoes? So I zip-tied a steak knife onto the end of a broom handle.
I see.
And then I went out, and I used the stick knife to, like, poke big holes in the bottom of the lining of the swimming pool so that the water would drain out, so that all the mosquitoes would die.
Okay. So you didn't actually, like, manage to...
Yeah, I did not actually kill individual mosquitoes.
I was just going to be really impressed,
yeah,
as well.
Somebody drew a picture that was pretty cool of me wielding the stick knife against some giant, like, man-mosquito.
Huh.
I think that was moth.
Was it? That was a cool picture. You mean beard?
No, yeah, beard.
That was awesome. Moths, when Moth ate it, pranksters, his tab just had the name beard. That's what they typed into the computer, was beard. Because Moth has a big fierce beard. Yeah, anyway. No. So what a Star Kiss is I looked back at the questions as though that was going to remind me what I was talking
right
about, as though I wasn't just on some completely random tangent. It's like this. It's a confection. It's like a.
Is it like a sun-kissed orange?
I don't know what a sun-kissed orange is.
It's just a brand name of orange.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, sure.
So it is.
No. No, it's a star. It's made out of
starbursts.
This stuff. It's like it's kind of like a really solid sherbet, like.
Is it like an Italian ice?
No, I don't think so.
Because you don't even know an Italian ice.
I don't know what
I didn't.
Is.
I did not unfortunately eat an Italian ice.
No.
That's too bad.
When we were in Italia?
No, at the Renaissance Festival, actually.
When we were in Italics. All I ate was some fucking gelato.
What do you mean? Oh,
in Italy.
Yeah, yeah, that's all.
That's all I ate the entire time was egg flavored.
So
I got
good.
I got the egg flavored gelato. It was really tasty. I was expecting it to be super gross, and I mostly got it just to be kind of contrary. Like, I told you guys gelato sucks. But no, it was egg.
I don't understand why gelato is just not everywhere. Why it hasn't just destroyed ice cream.
It kind of is everywhere.
What do you mean? It's in one stall in the mall.
Right. There's a gelato place right down the street from the condo in San Diego.
Okay, so that's two places.
And everywhere else that we've ever been. There was a gelato place when... Okay, my wife and I, when we got Riff his giant veterinary needle from the
1800s. Uh-huh. It was filled with gelato?
Yeah, it was filled with gelato. Yeah, it was actually an intravenous gelato delivery device.
From the 1800s. I
from
bet
the
that 1800s. Was some vintage gelato.
Yeah, it was.
So they had some gelato at the antique store? So you're trying to
they have gelato everywhere now, man.
There's gelato everywhere.
It's the 21st century, man.
There's gelato everywhere.
You just pull it out of the air if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just like that?
Lucy Space says, was making the delicious salads tradable just a mean April Fool's prank to hurt me? Yeah, that's actually when hot stuff was all, I think I should make the salads tradable. I was like, oh, good, that'll really hurt Lucy's face. And he was like, well, that's something that I like doing.
I mean, my whole thinking on that was I was excited about the idea of rewarding people who explored and collected the content, even though it was untradeable. Like, they weren't just getting it just to have stuff to be able to sell as rares later.
Yep, and it's a great trick that we can only do once.
Yeah, well, no, because now people investigate our holiday content.
Oh, that's true. That's true, because they will think we might do that.
Exactly. I mean,
so we're tricking them. We are tricking them into wasting turns on holidays and enjoying reading the exact same adventure 100 times in a row. You know, if we had had more time, I would have had a few salad adventures written, yeah. I think, for that zone rather than just the one.
Would that have been your salad days as a salad adventure writer?
My salad days, yeah. Yeah. Excuse me.
There is no excuse for you.
The World is Square says, Dear Jick and Scully, idea for a benevolent anti-nerf. Would you consider giving the Glug 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 adventure some kind of benefit over ultra-hydration, such as a small HP MP regain or removing a negative status effect? Might make people less likely to bitch about farming the Oasis.
Huh.
That might not be a bad idea, actually. You know, if it did just restore, you know... You know what might be, honestly, kind of interesting is if it restored, like, 5% of your MP.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Yeah,
you're your friends.
We've had this discussion, and every time I talk about percentage MP restorative, you're like, you're retarded.
No, I'm like, okay. I don't remember ever having that discussion.
I mean, 5% is...
It's a number.
No, it's... I mean, it...
Yes, it is. It's totally a number.
No, it's a percentage.
It's a percentage.
That number that's a percentage.
You don't want to do things like that because of buff bots.
Right. Well, what we do is we just disable all the buff bots.
That seems like a...
The first thing we do is kill all the buff bots.
Yeah.
I've seen them. Don't tell me they don't exist. I've seen them.
I didn't want to call you guys out on that. I couldn't point any fingers. But I knew. I knew. Yeah. I had seen them. Kevin B. says, get rid of demon names in Bad Moon. Uneven playing field.
What?
I am surprised we didn't think of that, actually.
I mean, it's an even playing field for everybody who has all their demon names.
Well, sure, but I mean, hardcore is an uneven playing field for everybody who has every Mr. Store familiar.
But I mean, you can always get all your demon names.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, you are right that it is not a particularly glaring iniquity, but I am surprised that we didn't think of that. I'm surprised. If you had asked me, should you be able to summon demons in Bad Moon, I would have said no. In fact, I think we thought of this, and we were going to come up with some particular, like, bad demon that you couldn't summon any demons because you'd already sold your soul.
Huh.
That was, I think, the idea there.
I don't feel like it's particularly imbalancing because of the fact that there's just nothing that is locking you out of getting that content.
But
as any kind of play.
But there's nothing else that you can bring in to a Bad Moon run. Nothing at all. No, nothing other than your just experience of playing the game. Like there should not be any difference between your main and your multi playing Bad Moon.
Awesome familiar names.
Okay, you're right. If you named your familiars like things that, you know, allowed you to, there were like reminders of stuff that you had to do during your run. Yeah. Rename this familiar. List of things to write down.
Yeah.
Schame says, in English, there is the expression, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I find this a strange expression indeed, since I find it very hard to eat a cake I do not have. Clearly, the cake is a lie. I was reading about the origin of the phrase, you can't have your cake and eat it too. What I was actually reading was just a discussion on, like, Slashdot comments, I think, about you can't have your cake and eat it too. And the one plausible origin story I had was the idea of saving a piece of wedding cake in the freezer for, like, for good luck with the marriage. You can't both eat the cake and have the cake.
Uh-huh.
And you can't keep your, you can't eat your cake and then still have your cake, I think is kind of the,
That sounds dumb.
Gleeb says, this is a reminder to give the iceberg lid a squeeze again, Link, in case you thought you did it already. No, I didn't think I did it already. I know that I forgot.
I could have sworn that I did something like that. Or was that for a different burglet item?
It was probably a different burglet.
Okay. Seems like I did something like that recently.
Frankenbean says, could we get a favorite spleen slash spleen items leaderboard someday? Probably not, because we don't ever actually really describe anything as a spleen item.
That would be kind of, I mean, we store the information.
We do.
Yeah, but it's sort of hard to, like, most spleen items, because we don't, yeah, like you said, there's not a good way to narratively narrativize that narrative in a narrative sense.
Whereas having someone's favorite food and booze listed in their character pane clearly makes narrative sense.
Yeah, well, you can tell.
But there's words for it, food and booze. With spleen items, there's not a word.
Favorite miscellaneous consumable?
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's really dumb.
What?
Except for the part where it's dumb, which is, you know, the entire time.
What?
Told you it was dumb.
No, I mean, but your favorite booze, your favorite food could be a drink, couldn't it? Are there drinks that provide fullness?
Well,
yeah.
There are, actually, yes.
So,
like, there are a couple. We just basically stopped doing that, though.
Right.
Sort of a holdout from an earlier time.
So you could, in theory, have a favorite food that was a drink. Is there some drink that has the name of food?
You're thinking about this way too much.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like languages should be the least of our problems. We could come up with
something. No. It's not about language. It's about
not having a descriptor.
No, not wanting to confuse the new kids with a third thing that doesn't really make any sense that they have to worry about. Presumably, you go in to a game aware that a person can only eat so much food, right? And that getting really drunk is going to make bad things happen to you. But you don't go into a game with some innate understanding that you can only lift so many barbells in a day. And the more, you know, suntan lotion you use, the fewer weights you can lift. You know, like, it's all of the spleen stuff makes no goddamn sense. And trying to wrap something around it is I just feel like it's a bad idea.
Radical splenectomy, man.
Radical splenectomy.
Well, if that's what you want to do on the weekend, that's your business.
Like a totally radical splenectomy.
When you get your entire spleen removed, it's a radical splenectomy.
As opposed to only getting part of it removed.
A friend of mine had a radical splenectomy.
Man, did he rupture his spleen?
He did. He fell 60 feet off a cliff.
Wow.
Yeah. He almost died.
Huh.
But all they had to do was remove his spleen.
I mean, he was in like full body traction for several weeks, and then had like months and months and months of physical therapy.
And then they just took his spleen out.
He actually, his personality changed after the fall.
Really?
That was strange.
Did he go from being a mild-mannered reporter to being a wildly crazy?
From being kind of a douche to being kind of nice.
Huh. Maybe he saw his life flash before his eyes and he was like, man, I'm kind of an asshole.
It's possible.
Or maybe he no longer had to vent his spleen all the time. Because he couldn't.
That is awesome.
I feel like that if I went through a life-threatening accident or some sort of similar thing, I would just become the most pompous asshole in the
world. You would
get
even meaner.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, I actually...
Not only am I smarter than you, but I'm also obviously immortal, so...
Well, it's just, you know, the idea of cheating death makes me feel like that I was somehow empowered.
Right.
Could just spite the world and, hey, I've already cheated death once, what else do I have left to do? But, you know, that's me. I'm kind of an asshole.
Cyan220 says, in other April Fool's news, did you see the April 1st Dr. McNinja? It had a blatant KOL reference.
Really?
I saw it, but I didn't catch a KOL reference in it at all. Let me go look at it again.
How do you look at a particular day of Dr. McNinja?
Well, it was the one before today's.
But there isn't no current story.
Yeah, click on the current story, then hit previous page, because it was the day before the last.
There isn't anything that says previous page.
Except for the part where there is, if you click on...
Okay, I clicked on current story.
No. Oh, sorry, I gave you the wrong link. Click on latest page, updated Monday, Wednesday, okay. Friday. Then, when that loads, which is taking forever, hit previous page. Ta-da! That's the day.
Welcome to the radio when we...
We learn how to...
I'm pretty sure that's not a KOA reference and more of a, just...
The Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not real.
That's a pretty common trope.
Yeah. Hogulus thought demon names already didn't work in Bad Moon. Because Hogulus knows how I want things. And Naked Juice says, thanks for the awesome new grimoire, guys. It's made me feel like less of a fool about actually spending turns resting. Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to make resting actually the most beneficial thing you can do, so you don't actually adventure anymore, you just rest. Eventually you'll get all your quest items from resting, and it'll solve all of your problems. It's sort of like wrapping yourself in a cocoon, coming back out.
As a beautiful butterfly.
As a beautiful butterfly, exactly.
But with no spleen.
Right.
Maybe they use their spleens to create the cocoon. Maybe it's not actually like, you know, they're not actually spinning silk or anything. They're just actually slowly extruding their spleen out of like a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yeah.
Attached to their buttholes.
I still can't stop thinking about those bird's nests that are constructed out of bird saliva.
Yeah. Or those that product they were selling that you stuck into your ass.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
thinking. Like a Play-Doh Fun Factory extruder.
Wow.
You can make star-shaped poop.
That's... Wow.
Ooh, and then you could like slice it like Fimo clay and bake it and make
the very smelly
poop
clay. Yeah.
Star shaped poop beads. What would happen if you baked a turd? Do you think it would actually?
It would probably reduce in size, right? Because it's got some.
Well,
didn't
like travelers on the Oregon Trail used to burn buffalo turds?
Yeah,
but that was dried.
Buffalo eat a lot of grass, which I feel like dried old grass. No matter how much, you know, of the nutrients you suck out of it, it's still going to burn. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You should try it.
I smell an experiment. Do we have a toaster oven? We do it in a toaster oven outside.
As long as it's not my toaster oven, I want to use that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say as long as it's not one of your turds. Because you were
I don't want to be involved in the collection of the turd or the baking of the turd. I'm happy to, like... Observe the final result.
The baking of the turd was my least favorite Shakespeare play. You know, it was like the Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, no, I was there. I was just...
You were there. It just wasn't funny.
Yeah. I was trying to... Kiss Me, Kate is the, like, musical or whatever that came out of that. I'm trying to think of the... Poop Me Stars, maybe.
Right. Amos Midge says, Jick and Company, with all the new high-level content coming in, call it 2 weeks, should we expect to see some gear break the magical 200 mark on power?
We've actually had that very discussion. Yeah. It's unclear. Our database doesn't like to go above 200, so...
Yeah, those are all the power and the power on it. You know, there is stuff over power 200 in the game. You just can't see it because it's all shields. Because of the damage reduction formula. XL7 says, bug in PvP today? I got attacked twice by the same person.
If you lost the first time, I mean, if they lost the first time, they can attack you again.
Yeah.
You can't be beat.
Yeah, and they did. The screenshot that he sends that shows them losing.
Well, then.
No bug!
Yeah.
Jura the Red says, anyway, we could get a few more characters on the coffee mug. Trying to get You Will Die a Peasant's Death legible is difficult. Oh, and the new tome is awesome. Love the mix of gameplay usefulness and hardiness. Brava.
Yeah, I was almost tempted to make the bug 7 characters so I could fit World's Best Grandpa on it.
Yeah. That's the first thing I tried to... I think I sent Hot Stuff one that was like World's Best Douche.
Something like that.
Or no, it was number one douche.
Yeah, number one douche.
Yeah, number one douche is what. Yeah. You know, maybe we should make it 7. We could just stretch the shit out a little bit.
So you put the word grandpa on it.
Yeah, grandpa. Yeah.
But you can do grandpa. You can do grandpa without the D. That's fine.
I did it without the first A. Grandpa.
Grand GRANPA is still grandpa. You don't know.
I like it better without the first
A. Grandpa. Yeah.
A grand.
Yeah, grandpa. Grand P. Master P. World's Master P.
It sounds like some sort of like a Ku Klux Klan officer, the Grand P.
I was reading, I read the first couple chapters of Freakonomics, and I was reading about the Ku Klux Klan. How they got totally owned by information dissemination.
That's it. It's a very interesting read. Like, it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's...
Except for the part where they reiterate the same goddamn point about how abortion lowered crime in the 90s. If they, I've said this on the radio before, but it bears repeating. If they would have mentioned it once in a relevant way, it would have been fine. But every single goddamn chapter and every goddamn paragraph and every goddamn other word is like, abortion!
You say that, and I read the first chapter, and it wasn't mentioned at all.
Was
so.
It?
Yeah, it wasn't. It was not mentioned in the first chapter. It was mentioned in the preface, and then in the second. It came up again in the second chapter. So I'm in the middle of
it. It comes up again and again and again and again.
It is. It is sort of written like.
Is that the only plausible explanation for the?
I don't know. I don't know why it is that they're so sure of that. It makes sense.
I mean,
yeah,
I agree, but I just don't think it needed to be stated as much as it did.
I mean, it's not like there weren't abortions beforehand, but what before Roe versus Wade? That's the kind of... I mean, I did the rate of abortion actually increase?
I would imagine that it
had to have did.
Okay. I mean, I'm just not... I haven't seen the numbers, so I don't know.
You haven't seen any numbers. Ever.
Ever. Still funny.
It is. Still just the funniest thing that has ever happened on television.
Are we gonna watch the Futuramas as they come out, you think?
The new ones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should make a...
A Futurama night? I don't even know what channel it's on or when.
I think Comedy Central picked up Futurama.
Yeah.
It's not on Cartoon Network anymore. They lost their contract.
Right, and then Comedy Central immediately picked it back up. I know they played Bender's Big Score, which I watched the first like 15 minutes of and recorded the rest of.
It was a decent movie.
It's a long episode.
Mm-hmm.
Did the right thing by not releasing it in theaters. It was really a straight to DVD type of.
I feel like the Simpsons movie should have been straight to DVD. Spider Pig was funny. Subbotsky says, how come there's no 10% mysticality market demon buff?
What would it be good for?
Well,
plus mist.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, what do you need plus mist?
You don't. Yeah, you don't really need it.
I mean, it can increase your maximum
basement.
Mana.
Basement diving.
Yeah, we put the basement diving. We put the muscle buff in there because we were, in general, as part of the thrust smack and lunging thrust smack nerf, we went through and made sure that it was possible to readily get the same plus muscle bonus as you can get plus mox. And then we made every monster in the game weaker so that we could nerf one of the primary combat strategies. Someone else says, when you drink the giant's drinks in the strange leaflet, wouldn't it make more sense to be a bit worse than hardly poisoned at all?
That's a holdover from whenever there was only one.
There
kind
was
of
only
poison.
One kind of poison.
I think like
we could up that poison.
Yeah,
we could.
Like the poison in the Hidden City is hardly poisoned at all. Yeah. When it used to be just poison.
That's the reference to the Ender's Game where.
Yeah.
It should be really quite poisoned, I think. Is that one of the poisoned effects?
Majorly poisoned.
I think one of them is like really quite poisoned.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Parafert says, so why the change to gift items? Why did you punch your inner hippie and make them cry? Well, because we knew we were going to roll out the new grimoire, and we knew that the new grimoire would actually contain items that had some gameplay value that people would definitely want to purchase, and that they were going to do it anyway. So, you know, I'm kind of satisfied with the current arrangement, because at the very least, it still does require you to interact with somebody one-on-one to get the item. You can't just go to the mall and buy your shit from a robot.
Well, you can buy it from a robot. And
but you have to at least marginally interact with
somebody. Has to have programmed a robot that you interact with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Damn it. Sailor Bowser says, any chance you could add pickpocket as an option for the graphical combat user interface? It already is. Why do people keep thinking that it's not? It absolutely.
Maybe because they're not playing a Mossy class.
Yeah, that could be it. No, but the option only shows up if you during the first round of combat. So if you have auto attack on, then you're never going to see it. So
that might be actually that might be the problem.
So, but no, it totally does absolutely have pickpocket. I asked specifically for a picture for it. So actually, no, I ended up using knobsack, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think I did not actually. I tried to draw a pocket, but I didn't get it. I didn't get a pocket that was recognizable drawn on the first couple of tries, so I gave up. Let's see. Jacques Weminot says, I know it was part of the April Fool's joke, but is there any intention to change Bounty Hunter stuff so that only the most dedicated can actually have everything? I hope not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It might have been in that post, the fake radio show post that Mailbox Head did.
Yeah, I never... Where was that?
It was
in the forums.
I didn't
forums.
See it.
It was Jana Show.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked legitimate.
Yeah, it was very clever.
I thought it was awesome.
Huh, I didn't see it.
It was like just...
it was like March 31st, 2008.
Yeah. I show.
It was a Tuesday radio show.
Dr. Van Mojo says, would it be possible to make spaghetti spear and salsa ball permeable? I'm not really sure why they're not. Did you have some great plan for them? It seems that letting people perm them would be a really small advantage, but I'm sure people, myself included, would want to do so anyway. I don't see a problem with that. I still kind of want to give every class another starting skill. That's something that I want. Every class is starting combat skill, so then the tutorial could tell you that you can use this. Yeah. Argodi says, are you guys looking forward to Brutal Legend? I have no idea what Brutal Legend is.
Never heard of it.
And Naked Juice says, thoughts on the new REM album? I have not heard it. I know that some Rolling Stone reviewer said it was the best album REM has ever released, which I have a hard time believing that.
I mean, they tend to be a little bit critical, Rolling Stone, right?
Nightmare and Naked Jew and Sassy Lassie all send in messages saying spitters are quitters.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about.
Knowing Nightmare, it's probably about oral sex.
What?
Or anal sex.
How do you spit out of your ass?
Whenever you get the runs.
Felchers or quitters. Death Sausage says, the Versus System collectible card game had a ton of success coming late onto the scene a few years ago. Huh.
Yeah, I'm just saying that like 99% of card games fail. And they put, you know, companies put a reasonable amount of money into them and then just lose.
Let's see.
15 minutes. Let's push.
Lislar says, I finally learned how to make a decent martini. The secret ingredient is ice water. How come they never tell you this in the bartending books? I don't know that
what?
A martini with ice water in it is.
Yeah.
Right. You make a decent martini with gin and olive brine. That's it. That's all you need. You have to, you know, it does get, when I make a martini, I guess it gets a little bit of water in it because I use a shaker, right? And so some of the ice melts, and then. Right.
That's kind of the point, though, of using an ice shaker is to get a little bit of water.
It really rapidly cools it.
Yeah.
A deadhead says, the Bugbear Bakery only being accessible through use of an outfit mechanic is neat and not too complex seeming. Replication possible? There are all kinds of things that you can only get to when you've got an outfit on, so I don't know what. Windgraze says, suggestion, a Mr. Item / Familiar that allows for the use of two familiars at the same time, level out with the reduced familiar weight during use. Yeah, that would be a pretty difficult... thing to do. Ibra says, I agree with Jake that Fire Emblem had a failing in the game. Permadeath for your characters for the lose. I still do have a powerful love-hate relationship with the game.
Was Fire Emblem the one that had the gestural magic system? Am I thinking of something else?
Huh. I'm sorry, say that
again. Was Fire Emblem the game that had the gestural magic system?
No.
I thought you got a game that you had to draw.
Yeah, what was that called? Room. Lost Magic was what that was called.
Was that?
It was like a real time strategy game with that magic thing. It was really hard. It should have been good.
Huh. The idea of gestural anything is kind of intriguing, but one of my housemates uses gestural controls on his browser navigation, and I think he is insane. He uses like a touchpad or a nipple to do gestural stuff. I'm like, you are just nuts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool in the house.
Is it Sorb? Because Sorb's the one with a ThinkPad.
Yeah.
Sorb's the one with the clit mouse, yeah.
That is just a terrible little technology.
I love it.
Terrible.
Vastly prefer that to a touchpad.
Really?
Yeah. I've gotten used to using a touchpad, but it was I had a ThinkPad at work, and I got used to using the clit much, much faster than I was able to get used to a trackpad on the next laptop.
At least it's not a goddamn trackball like Zelaya uses.
Yeah, I don't get that, man.
It has. She claims that it helps with, like,
RSI?
Yeah, with RSI or
something.
Sure. Because I think her hands are all fucked up because she used to
stick her hands in blenders.
Blenders and then tried to put handcuffs on her hands and took them off without unlocking them.
See.
You know, stuff like that. Normal stuff that people do all the time.
People do all the time, yeah.
But no, she claims that it helps with hand stress, and I just think it doesn't help with being able to use a goddamn computer.
She does have to scroll through thousands of bug reports.
That's true. But not, I mean, I guess her trackball has a scroll wheel on it, too.
It's, the scroll wheel isn't so much. It's like, you know, moving around or trying to target a goddamn anything.
I really hate trackballs.
The omnidirectional scroll wheel on the Mighty Mouse is kind of awesome.
You know,
it is just
you
so
say that,
nice.
But how often do you need to scroll? I guess you use Photoshop.
Yeah, I'm scrolling. I'm constantly scrolling side to side.
Okay.
I'm constantly scrolling up and down. Does that make
me too.
It better?
I'm constantly scrolling up and down too.
I like to use page up and page down for scrolling.
So Hogula says, Brutal Legend is a game by Tim Schafer in which you play as a metal band roadie who gets warped to some alternate dimension that's pretty much straight out of rock album covers. You attack foes with literally face-melting guitar riffs.
Huh.
That seems kind of cool. I could get kind of excited about that.
Weird. Face-melting.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a Shadow Priest.
I wonder what kind of game it is.
I had to heal with my Shadow Priest the other night. It was terrible.
I would really, yeah, that sucked. We did a 5-man instance with hot stuff healing on Shadow Priest. It was
without respecking.
Yeah, no, I have plus 1900 healing in my
I was thinking about
gear,
making a priest.
Healing gear. But
somebody asked why we don't have any cleric classes in KOL. Gramp says, you know what's funny? Salad.
Yeah. One might say it's the only thing that's funny.
Hogula says, I found Final Fantasy Tactics Advance a lot more manageable and less complicated than Final Fantasy Tactics on the PlayStation or PSP. Well, then I'm even more not into that game on the PlayStation or PSP. Hogula says, I'm not sure if it actually is or not, but eh. Also, I like my RPG parties at right about 3 members. One means that you can't revive a fallen party member, and I often find that one just doesn't get used when I have 4. And I haven't seen anything that lets you just have 2, though that might be kind of interesting. You know,
Army of 2?
Super Mario RPG. Well, Super Mario RPG, you had 4. Or no, maybe you only had 3. Maybe you had 3 people in the original Super NES Super Mario RPG. In Paper Mario, you basically only had 2. People in your party because you were Mario, and then you could have one companion with you, and they had like dramatically different abilities. Like Paper Mario was just really fucking well done as a game.
You keep saying that, and I'm not playing. I feel like I should spend some time screwing around with that.
I really wish that there was a I wish they would port it to the DS. Yeah, because that would be
perfect.
You know, Super Mario RPG was pretty fun. Like, I don't know that I would have liked Paper Mario as much if I hadn't played and really liked Super Mario RPG, which you can just play on an emulator.
Yeah.
Is
Paper Mario, what system is that for?
It was for the Nintendo 64.
So if I can get a
you could, yeah, you could play it on an emulator. Or you could play it on the, I mean, I wonder. You could also just play Paper Mario 2, and you're basically playing Paper Mario.
Really?
It was kind of just a GameCube reissue of of Paper Mario. But, like, there were some mechanics that were slightly different and stuff, but which that you could just play on the Wii. If we took one of the Wavebirds home, oh, I don't actually know that you can get the Wavebirds working. I think Scully had trouble getting the Wavebird.
We use the Wavebirds here
on the Wii.
Yeah.
Oh,
but like a wireless controller, you mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But specifically the Wavebirds. I feel like there was some like thing about the form factor of the plugs that made it.
Oh, I don't know about that because like we have wireless GameCube controllers that work.
I seriously don't know how to plug a plug into a plug.
I think the game has some scrappions in it.
I mean, you could just like order an extension plug for the
right. Yeah. No, that's true. At that point though, if I'm spending $10 and waiting for something, I might as well just spend $20 on a classic controller.
I don't like the classic controller at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not ever actually.
We have one here. It's just the buttons are hard to push and the stick is not sticky enough.
I see.
I don't know. I'd rather use the GameCube controller in pretty much any circumstance where I would normally want to use the classic controller.
a Deadhead says, cheap studded belt says that it absorbs one damage, where it actually absorbs all damage. Bug or feature? See, that I probably shouldn't have given it that enchantment. It has one damage reduction, right? But then it also has this additional feature where it will completely absorb attacks below a certain power until it has.
Yeah, no one has stated that thing out yet.
Really? They don't actually know.
Well, I say no one. The wiki was woefully incomplete on how some of these things work, which is interesting, right? Because like that implies to me that they're being used and sort of getting more play and less actual spading than I thought they would.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it is neat. It's good. I mean, they actually have some utility, which is cool.
I keep a stack of the massagers on because I'm constantly getting killed testing combat, and it just makes it so I can type /heal in the chat and it just refills my HP and MP completely. But then I also always have to type /noeffects so that it will play a noeffects song for me and also remove all my effects. But not getting beaten up means I don't have to do the noeffects step. So I find the personal massagers to be very useful for testing.
Also casts.
Yeah, I use a lot of casts. That's what I do if I want combat to increment. If I want to just like keep letting the monster do whatever, as I just keep using casts. Yeah. Gramp says, "Hey, KOL needs taxes."
Yeah, and death.
Like another hole in the head.
Rollover is over. Rollover took on Saturday. Just took like 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah, it was insane.
Did you look at the logs? To see
and everything was fine. Huh. There was nothing going wrong. Riff came and was like, "Should rollover be over now?" And I'm like, "Oh, it just got to the database backup. It was at like 10 o'clock. I don't understand why it was going so slow."
Huh. And it's, you know, gets slower and slower as time goes by. I gotta talk to Geth about repurposing Dub 8 as Sandbox version 2, because that'll take a lot. We won't have to dump stuff.
Well, we still might actually have to.
Well, it depends. I mean, the thing is, having it there behind
us. Dumping it directly from that.
Yeah,
from box
we can probably, at some point, just drop it, because a lot of those things don't need to be in real time, right?
Yeah.
They just need to be updated at some point. Yeah, it's
gigabit between those.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's not. At the very least, we don't have to deal with transferring it all here.
Yeah. The other day, I walked on the sandbox, and it was 100. The disk was 102% full.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens exactly. That used to happen to the boxes on the previous hosting.
It turns out that I hadn't deleted some of the old dump files since, like, 2006.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Dream Thief Small Account says, can you change the accessories to sort alphabetically when you sort weapons by power? I would actually like to request that you do that.
So just make it to where it...
Yeah, make it so accessories, it ignores the sort by power thing. Because since you can't see the power on accessories, it doesn't really matter. Istanbul says, the verse is, it's hard to bargle Noddle Zaus. Not garble, varble, vows, as I thought.
Just as planned. Could probably stop being on the radio now.
You think?
I try not to think most of the time.
Yeah, we can see if Amplitude is ready.
Play a 3-minute song.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to plug the fact that Amplitude is giving away a Talisman of Bayo on his show tonight.
Holy crap.
Pre-birthday show.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So, everybody, don't stop listening to the radio.
If you
keep listening to Amplitude. He'll tell stories about, like, licking dudes' balls and stuff. But at some point in the middle of all those stories, he's going to give away a Bayo. So
and there'll be a quiz. So you have to pay attention.
Yeah, there will be a quiz. You will have to be able to enumerate
all
and elucidate upon all of the men's balls that
pay attention.
Take notes.
Some of them have extra or missing balls.
That might be on the test.
Yeah. So it's trickier than you might just have thought. There will be some Google searching.
the page with the documentation for all the balls that he's licked.
what outro song should I use? Should I use the Flicker Stick song?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We're gonna go out on some Flicker Stick, and we'll I'll see you Monday.
See you.
Bye, everybody. And if I could attain all I need to explain, would she even look me in the eye again? She sits back and ignores my need to adore. Intimidation's got me down again. She's only 18, but such a beautiful dream. All she needs is some cool form and she'll be mine.